Welcome to Entanglement Radio, transcendent talk for the conscious mind. Join us for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science, new thought, and conscious healing. Explore the potential and infinite possibilities of what it means to be human with some of the best guests in radio. At Entanglement Radio, it is all connected. Now, here is your host, Angela Levesque, on the Om Times Radio Network.
With Angela Levesque. I'm coming to you live today from the beautiful foothills of the Rocky Mountains here in Boise, Idaho. I have a local Boisean. I'm not even sure if that's a word, but I think it is. Lisa Martin Namey, and we are talking about the dark, the light, and the void that contains it. And I think this is just a fantastic conversation, especially if you were listening to our show last week with James Connor, and we were talking about emerging superheroes. Well, this lady has gifts that I don't even think I've seen in superheroes before. She's a mix of Professor X and the Phoenix and all of these cool characters. And this is in a person that I have just come to know over the past. We've been friends on Facebook for a while, but really started connecting in the past year or so. So I'm really excited to have her on. Next week, we have Brennan Murphy on, and he's going to be talking about the true nature of reality. So some really awesome kind of out there conversations for the next couple of weeks. And then we're going to follow up the month with Marie D. Jones and Heather Ash Amara, which is kind of amazing because Heather Ash came and did a workshop here, and that's actually where I met my guest tonight. And so it's interesting, and that's why it's called Entanglement Radio, because everything is connected. I am holding a monthly contest, and all you have to do is go to Twitter and send out a tweet with a hashtag Entanglement Radio, or you can go to my Facebook page at Hestia Health and Entanglement Radio and just say, hey, I'm a listener. And what I will do is I will put your name into a hat, and I will pull out all of those little goodies at the end of the month, announce the winner at the beginning of the first month's show, the first Wednesday of the month. Oh, man, I'm all over the place today. I'm just so excited. I woke up this morning saying, oh, my goodness, I'm going to talk about some really cool stuff. As I mentioned last week, we did talk about superheroes, and I think that we are seeing more and more people that are having these awakening of abilities, especially in the psychic, empathic realm. I'm really just, whenever I talk to my guest today, Lisa Martin Namey, I'm always amazed at some of the stuff and how she knows things that I didn't even know existed and can just pull out this information. And I think it's incredibly cool. So with that, let me introduce my guest. Lisa Martin Namey is an empath, healer, intuitive, and channel. She is an ascension portal and remembers herself as the consciousness of the void. She is blessed to guide others on their path of ascension to come into full alignment with their essence, self-awareness, self-alignment, self-love, self-trust, and self-remembrance. So with that, I feel very honored and blessed to welcome Lisa Martin Namey to the program. Hi, Lisa. How you doing?
Hi, Angela. I'm great. How are you?
I am so good. It's a joy always to talk to people that I've actually met in person, because so often, you know, I have an hour with a person and then they kind of just, I never see them again. So I'm really excited to have somebody I can call a friend on the show. And as I mentioned in my little monologue there, just, you know about things that I didn't even know existed. So whenever I'm talking to him, I'm just like, wow, that is so incredibly cool. So today specifically, we're going to be talking about the dark and the light. But before we get there, I just want you to share a little bit about how did you discover your gifts?
It's really been a process, and I'm still in it. It just is continuing to evolve every single day. I mean, sometimes I just live life normally. You know, do housework and run the errands and meet with clients and things like that. And it's just interspersed with moments that blow my mind. And every time something awesome happens, I'm just in awe. And I'm like, I can't believe it just happened. so I'm always in awe. And it never gets old. So my awakening began consciously 8 years ago, although I've had major psychic experiences throughout my life. But prior to 8 years ago, they were few and far between, but they were always so huge that I couldn't deny it no matter what kind of feedback I received from other people, which usually was not positive or helpful. So I just kept learned to keep those things to myself, as, you know, many people like you and I did. We didn't have support around us. But 8 years ago, things really just switched on for me. And it all started with a job layoff. And I had lots of quiet time to myself. So two things went on at the same time. One, I started reading some Deepak Chopra books. And since I had lots of time on my hands, I did the exercises that he suggests in the book. And at the same time, I started seeing a naturopath for my health. And he diagnosed me with a gluten allergy. And as soon as I began eliminating the gluten, that's when things really just started opening up. It was like the blocks to my psychic pathways, at least the blocks that prevented me from having conscious awareness of my abilities, they just like fell away. They dissolved. And so the books, Deepak's books, just assisted me in having some realizations about myself. One was that I was able to feel what other people feel. So that's called the gift of the empath. And I still lead with that gift. Like, that's still my number one thing that I lead with when I connect with people. I also learned that I have the ability to manipulate energy. First, I started doing it inside my own body and then move that outside my body. I'm not talking about being able to move things with my mind or anything like that, but just being able to manipulate my own energy field outside my own body. And then the third thing was that I was able to predict little events. Like, they were just little personal things that just happened to my life, and I was the only one who was aware of them. But they happened nonetheless. And so that's really where I started. And then from there, I had some healing abilities come online. That just happened spontaneously. I started seeing people's auras, which was really distracting, and I turned that one off. And then I started seeking out assistance. Like, I learned Reiki. I worked with a shaman. I worked with a woman who calls herself a keeper of the frequencies. Then I worked with a woman who is a incarnation of an archangel. I worked with a gentleman who calls himself a wizard. That was interesting. And let's see, what else? Oh, gosh, I don't know.
Well, I want to stop you there for a second, because there was a couple of things that, first of all, the whole gluten thing. When you told me that, I was just blown away. And it just speaks to, you know, how we want to keep things so separate, our physical self, our mental self, our emotional self, our spiritual self. And when I hear that story, it's just such an amazing reminder how connected everything is, that something so embedded in your physical well-being was really so well connected to your spiritual and energetic awakening. And that, to me, is just so fascinating.
It is fascinating, and it's really a big clue to the whole, fitting the whole puzzle together. And that, so at this point, what I really see is that we are, all of us, we are here to prepare our bodies, our physical form, to be able to hold the full essence of our eternal self. So it's like there's a process of ascension, and then once you remember who you are, then there's a process of descension and bringing your memory of yourself and that vibration, that essence, downloading it into this body, which is yet, it's like we're like starting at point zero again. And there's lots of prep work that goes with that, so the body can contain that. But it's all very much intertwined. And that was the plan from the get-go.
So one thing that I also, in hearing your story about the development of your gifts, you were understanding energy. Like, from my story is just one day I was staring at the ceiling and I heard this message, you should do Reiki. And I thought, oh, huh. And so once I started doing Reiki, then all of a sudden I started to see the world energetically, and that really opened up. But you had a different story. Like, you had the experience of being able to work with energy both in and outside of your body, and then you went and did the training. How did that Reiki training shift or add to what you already kind of understood beforehand?
I actually have come to have mixed feelings about Reiki, and I removed it from my energy field a few months ago. At the time, what I now know that I was experiencing. I didn't know this at the time because I didn't know what the heck was going on with me. But now I know that what was coming through me as a healing energy was a combination of divine will and divine love. And I happened to be working at a hypnosis center, of all things, at the time that my healing abilities came online. And so there was a woman there who was a Reiki master very psychic. And so I was able to go to her, and she helped me to understand what I was experiencing. And so, she suggested I receive the Reiki attunements, and I was like, well, I don't know what else to do, so let's go for it. And so I'm still kind of working through this process of, how did I get to the Reiki and why? Because it sidetracked me. It shut down this ability to channel the divine will and divine love, and it took me on another path. So I'm still kind of coming into a place of peace with that. Everything is in divine timing. So even though I haven't discovered why I took that path yet, I know I will at some point, and it definitely served a purpose. The Reiki training.
Oh, we're up on this break. So when we get back, we can bring that up. We're talking to Lisa Martin Namey here on Entanglement Radio. We'll be right back.
Connection to a more mindful world. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Have you bought into the idea that you have to work hard for your money, that business is hard? I will share some dynamic access consciousness tools to get you out of your own way so you can create a business that actually succeeds. Join me, Simone Millicers, on The Joy of Business at 4 p.m. Mondays Eastern.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. As difficult as it is to believe, there are places in Africa where human traffickers sell albino children and their body parts for use in magic rituals. Humanity Healing International is actively working in Uganda to change this paradigm. The Albino Rescue Project finds albino children who are at risk and places them in safe schools and environments where they can learn and grow free from fear. To learn more or to sponsor a child, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
The future of Internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
All right, we're back, and you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. My guest again today is Lisa Martin Namey, and we are going to be soon to be talking about the dark, the light, and the void that contains them. So I just want to finish up really quickly that conversation about Reiki, because one thing that I have found is my gifts have heightened and awakened, that I really moved past it as well. Like, it seemed, like I said, it was such a good learning, a stepping stone for me. And really helped shift the way I see things. But when I really started to understand the way that the energy moved and all of that, I found Reiki to be too restrictive for my, so I kind of like, it was, I'm so grateful for it, but I realized that I needed to be less, I needed to have more fluidity and movement in the work that I was doing.
That is such a relief to hear you say that, because I don't hear that much in our community. And so yes, for me, it felt like I had hit a ceiling in my development. I could go no farther. It was like 9 months ago that I realized that. And you were up until that point, like I, you know, was able to, Reiki helped me to build my confidence about my healing abilities and helped me to learn about my psychic abilities, helped me build confidence there, gave me a platform through which to connect with the people while I was developing my own work. And so that part of it was really wonderful, but I hit a ceiling, and I just had this like pressure and this urgency and this knowing that I had to take it out, remove it so that I could continue to grow. And it was just another major exponential leap forward when I did that. And I removed it. So it's so great to hear you say that. Thank you.
Well, let's move on now to what we are going to talk about, which is the dark, the light, and the void. So when we first met and we were, and I said, you know, what do you want to talk about when you come on my show? And you said, well, I think that people don't quite understand the nature of the dark and the light. So let's start there. What is our misunderstandings of how those two come together?
Well, the major misunderstanding, you've seen many different variations. The one that I come across the most often is that the dark is somehow bad. We equate it with badness, and the light is goodness. So that's expressed in a variety of ways, referring to people who may be what I would call misaligned with themselves or misaligned with the love energy or misaligned with divine will. They're referred to as being dark, and I find that to be, and we use some technical terms here, so if you need me to explain, just let me know. But I find that to be really, really an outcome or a filter of understanding the dark through a third and fourth dimensional perspective, which is where the majority of humanity is. And so the majority of humanity does right now see life through this filter or this lens of putting everything in categories of good or bad. And so dark and light are lumped into those two categories as well. Let's see, other misunderstandings of dark that I've seen, which I haven't seen these quite so often, they just kind of funnel up every once in a while. One is that the light turns everything it touches into light as if it's going to dissolve the dark, and the dark is not going to exist anymore. Like it's going to be a conversion process.
And that's not correct.
It is not. No, it's not. So would you like me to correct that? I'm not correcting anything, but all I can do is give you, my perspective and what I've seen through vision and downloads and understanding. Maybe I'll just move into that.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. I'd like to give some background about how I got to this place. And so it started about a year and a half ago. It was actually February 2nd of last year, 2014. I remember the day. I think I was just sitting in my office, maybe between clients or something, and I was in meditation, and I really wasn't even that deep. And just all of a sudden, I found myself in the void space. And it was terrifying because there was absolutely nothing there but me. And I tried swiveling around in all these different directions, trying to move towards something, anything, to grasp onto it. And there was just nothing there but me. And so I remained in this void, this consciousness of the void for 10 days, although I was still partly in my body, so I could still drive and feed myself and shower and things like that. But the majority of my focus was in this void space, and I was no good for conversation, that was for sure. And so I remained there until I finally relaxed into the void and I surrendered to it and just allowed myself to have that experience. And as soon as I did that, this energy that I, it was called, as it came to me, I heard that it was called the love energy. It connected with me and I spiraled around it. And in the moment I was finished spiraling around this love energy, then I fully returned to my body and normal consciousness. So, you know, and I worked with that for a while, and then maybe a month later, I was with a client, and we were working together, and I pulled some what I call discordant energy out of her, and as soon as I did that, then she went to the void, and I was there with her. We both traveled there together, so we had that experience together, which is really wonderful, because again, it was a, yet another confirmation for me. This happens a lot for me, where I get these confirmations that what I'm experiencing is really happening. Then another, a few months later, or maybe a month, maybe 2 weeks, I can't remember anymore, I was with yet another client, and she and I went to the void together while I was working on her in her session. And together we watched the birth of the dark and the light, which came through as spheres. There was a sphere that was light that came in front of us, followed by a sphere that is dark that came in front of us. And so we watched the birth of the dark and the light. And at that point, we thought we just saw the beginning of creation. Well, now I know that that was not true, but it sure felt like that at the time. The next time I went back, the next time I was taken, it's never been a conscious thing. It's just like when I'm ready, I'm taken there. Like it's not a conscious choice that I'm going. The next time I returned to the void, I was hanging out in the void, and in front of me were the dark and the light. So two spheres, and they were merged in the center. So these two spheres, the place where they connected, they created the vesica piscis. So that's like that eye shape that's turned on its side. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then I floated above the dark and the light. And it looked, and I looked down on it, and it looked the same as the front version. And then I floated in back of it, and it looked the same. And then I wondered, huh, I wonder what else is in here. And so I swiveled around, looking, you know, behind the dark and the light, those two spheres, and there was a little pinpoint of light. And I was sucked out through the pinpoint of light into yet another landscape. And so there was, like, you know, sky, there was a land, there was structure there, and there was a woman. And I watched this woman. I stood behind her, and I was, as I was watching her, she was kneeling in front of this giant basin that was filled with all of these spheres. There was, they were different colors. They were, some of them had different symbols. Some of them were pure sound, some were pure vibration. How that's different from anything else, I don't know. And there was more there than my current consciousness was able to perceive. And then I watched her. I could also hear her thoughts. And eventually I moved inside of her body. So I was just with her and intertwined with her. And so she decided to create some little mini voids. And she did that just in the air around her. She created these little wedges in the space around her. And then she took these spheres and she put them into these little mini voids. So there were a whole bunch of voids she created with using all of these spheres. So the void that we are in here on Earth, it is the void that contains the sphere that is dark and the sphere that is light. And with the, she had the intention that those two spheres would merge and create a new experience, something else. And so that's what we're experiencing. So in, as I was having that whole vision and all the knowing and that came along with it, I realized that I had a total misunderstanding of what the dark is, as does most people on this planet. Not all, because I found some, I've come across some people who do have an expanded experience of the dark and the light. But I, at that time, I was I was of the category that dark was bad, light was good. So I was certainly, you know, sharing in that experience with everybody else or most of the planet. And so I just started asking questions. So that was like the end of the vision, and it left me with a whole bunch of things to explore and ask questions about, which is another way that I get information. So I kind of get a seed, and then I just start exploring and asking the questions that come to me.
Well, I want to ask you, because I have, obviously, that is just an amazing experience to have. I want to ask you, so when we hear the word void, is that like our universe? Is that like, are there many voids, meaning it's we live in a multi-dimensional universe? Or what is the best way that we can kind of wrap our head around what the void is?
Yeah, thank you. That is a wonderful question. So we are existing in a microcosm void, microcosm, and then there is also macrocosm void. So we're not talking about the macrocosm here. The microcosm voids, they are really just, they're wombs, really. That's what they are. They're containers. They're a safe space that holds the potential and possibility for a new experience or energy or consciousness to be created by putting two other consciousnesses together, or two other energies or frequencies, putting those two together and allowing them to merge and interact. And so this womb, this void, this container is just providing protection, nurturance, food even, to nurture this connection and this new experience or consciousness, and allowing it to grow and come into its own maturity.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have so many more questions. We were your turn. We were talking to Lisa Martin Namey, and we are talking about the dark, the light, and the void. And we'll learn more about that when we return here on Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. We'll be right back.
Bringing a more conscious lifestyle to your world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
The truth is, you can't change the world if you're broke. I know. I've tried. Isn't it time you turned your life's calling into a profitable, freedom-based business? I'm Michelle Barr. Join me every Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern for Sacred Success.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And we're back here, and you're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque. My guest again today, if you are just joining us, is Lisa Martin-Namey, and she is an empath, healer, intuitive channel, and an ascension portal, which we'll get to that in a minute. But let's finish. Okay, so you tell us this amazing story about these two spheres, the dark and the light. So what does that mean? How should that change? Because to me, right, as soon as you see two opposing things, I think of duality and understand. You tend to go to the good and the bad, you know, the good and the evil, those types of things. So how did that experience and seeing that, how did that shift what the dark and the light is for you?
I really started with watching this being create some other voids. So I watched her create the, you know, paradigm of dark and light, and then I watched her create a couple of others. And there's another one that has the sphere of red and the sphere of blue in it. There's another one that has the sphere of violet, the sphere of silver, and the sphere of the infinity symbol. So that one has three elements in it. And then there was more than that, but I'll stop there. And so just seeing her, and I was able to feel what she was feeling. I was able to know what she was thinking. And as she sat over this bin of, basin of spheres, I could feel that she loved. She had absolute love for every single one of these spheres in this basin. Not, there wasn't a bad, a bad section and a good section. It wasn't divided in any way. It was just this big, it was like looking at a basin of marbles is what it looked like. And so right there, just being able to feel what she felt, her feelings towards these spheres, and watching these other paradigms being created, like the red and the blue, for instance, I use that example a lot. It told me that, dark is not bad as I thought it was. That there's something else to it. Like it has its own, like each one of these spheres has its own unique frequency and is, it's whole and complete and powerful and loved and desired and equal unto itself. Even though they're all different, they're all equally important and all equally powerful. So as I began exploring the nature of the dark and the nature of the light, I just began asking for some words to be able to help me wrap my head around it. And I have to tell you, when I first started exploring the dark, I was afraid. I was like,
yeah.
Oh man, what am I getting myself into? Like I was so scared to just even walk into that. So I just like spend a few minutes and get like three words and be like, yeah, that's it. I'm getting out of here. I don't know what's in here. so I laugh at myself about that now. So what I experience or what I have received about the dark to help me understand it and to help me explain it to others is that the dark is just power. It's like, it's the power source in our paradigm. Another way to think of it is this is going to be a mouthful, the multidimensional field of infinite possibilities. So the dark just holds infinite possibility. And, I was recently rereading one of my favorite Deepak Chopra books and, he was talking about something similar to this. So he just uses slightly different language and puts a more scientific spin on it than I'm able to. But he was talking about the field of infinite possibility. And so what that is the dark. And if any of you out there have ever taken a yoga class or, you know, studied any of the yogic texts, then you're certainly familiar with Shakti. Considered to be a feminine goddess of the Hindu religion, and she's mentioned throughout the Vedic texts, and so that's really her. And there's more to her than that, which I won't go into today, but The dark is the feminine aspect within our paradigm of dark and light. It's, she contains all the infinite possibilities. Other words that we can use to understand the dark are soft, round. It's both warm and cold at the same time. What else? Oh gosh, it's all that's coming to me right now. Well, let's talk about the light a little bit.
Yes.
To help kind of balance out this experience here. So I also, when I realized that I had a misunderstanding of what the dark is, and I also realized I didn't really understand the light very well, so I also explored that. And so what I learned of the light is that it is just conscious awareness, and it's the masculine aspect in our paradigm. And in yogic terms, it's the aspect of Shiva. And other terms that we can use to understand what the light are, light is, include linearity. So it's linear. It travels in straight lines. It places its, wherever it places its focus, it brings that particular possibility into conscious awareness, into form. And then as that light beam shifts itself to a different place within infinite possibility, then a different possibility moves into, like moves forward into conscious awareness. And the one that it was just looking at moves backwards and dissolves back into infinite possibility. So those are just some of the understandings that I have come across so far. And I know that my exploration is not yet complete. There's so much more to learn there.
So as I'm hearing you say that, our idea then that, you know, in order to understand one, this idea of duality, in order to, you know, understand the light, we have to have the dark. And in fact, they actually work together. Instead of being on opposite sides, they actually are necessary to be together in order to create that, to take the potential and move it into manifestation. Is that, am I kind of understanding?
Yes. Yes, thank you. Yeah, it's exactly what happens. They can exist without the other, because obviously they were before they were placed together. But they're without the other one. They're just static. They are what they are, and there's no more potential there. It is when the two come together and interact, and they're doing that in that vesica piscis area, where when two circles meet, they create that vesica piscis. All of that is happening in there. And when light and dark come together, they create experience. And so the experience that the light offers, hold on a sec, I need to adjust myself. The light, what it does for the dark is through its awareness, the light assists the dark in combining its infinite possibilities in new ways to create more permutations of infinite possibility that are only available through interaction with the light. And if the dark were combined with any of those other spheres, such as the sphere of red or the sphere of blue, a different set of permutations would be created. So the dark already knows all the every possibility it contains, but it can create even more when it's combined with something else. And go ahead.
How did you know I was going to say something? No, I mean that. So what? When we take that, because this is huge. I mean, this is really, you know, even though I've heard you explain this several times, I'm like, oh, man, like, how does that, if we take that and we kind of bring it into this 3D world, which most of us are kind of stuck in, how does that understanding, or how should it change the way that we engage in life, in our daily life?
Really, I just present this as an encouragement to assist anyone who's listening or anyone who comes across this information to just open their minds to looking at these topics in different ways. And it's really part of the ascension process. The belief that the dark is bad and the light is good, it's really a belief system, some of which we've been programmed with. There's been a lot of programming, like through our media, we see that through our the stories written throughout history. Like, we're presented with this information over and over and over again for, you know, thousands of years, that there's a good and a bad, or a dark and a light, and they're dualized versus polarized. So, you know, I just talk about this, and I talk about it freely, just to assist people, or just give them the option, really, to consider something else, to begin the process of opening their minds and deconstructing their belief systems, because our belief systems usually, even though they may contain an element of truth, there's a lot of untruth. I mean, if anyone out here is who's listening has been doing any conscious work, most of the time, you know, most of us are going to come across some beliefs that we've been allowing to run our lives that suddenly we realize via opening of our consciousness just aren't true, and they're actually preventing us from being able to see reality as it is, and or see other options of reality, or see the multidimensional aspects of reality, or see that there are layers to reality and isn't just what's presented to you face value. So it's really, this is part of the ascension process, offering this information that there's another way to look at the dark, and it isn't what you've been told it is. So I just encourage you to make your own exploration, open your mind and your heart to the other options that could be out there that could enable you to, here we go.
Yes, that's the music. All right. Okay. When we get back, I want to ask, you know, then where does our idea, if the dark isn't the dark, where does the fear in the is there evil, or is that just all part of our misaligned idea of the world? So okay, we'll talk about that more when we return, and I'll ask you what the heck an ascension portal is. So we'll talk about that more with Lisa Martin Namey on Entanglement Radio.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. OM Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi, this is Angela Levesque, host of Entanglement Radio. Join me Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern for inspiring conversations with visionaries in spiritual science and conscious healing. Entanglement Radio, Wednesdays at 12 p.m. Eastern. Transcendent talk for the conscious mind.
Feed your soul with waves of consciousness on OM Times Radio.
Welcome back. You're listening to Entanglement Radio with Angela Levesque right here on the Om Times Radio Network. This is a segment where I like to bring it on home, and it's brought to you by Hestia Health, specializing in conscious weight loss, energy medicine, and intuitive lifestyle coaching. So you can find out more at HestiaHealth.com. My guest again today, if you are just joining us, is Lisa Martin-Namey, and she is an empath, a healer, an intuitive, and a channel. And before the break, you were explaining the light and the dark, and I wanted to ask you then where, because people, even you were talking about how we have these ideas, like, for example, the dark side of the Force and those types of mm-hmm. things that we've seen in Star mm-hmm. Wars, people talk about demons and evil and all of that. Is that really just a construct of our misunderstanding of the dark?
Well, it isn't a construct, but it is a misunderstanding. there certainly is evil in the world, and my personal definition of evil is a consciousness that uses its influence to unduly motivate another consciousness, such as a human being, to make choices or do things or think a certain way that they would not have
done under
ordinarily done. Like it's, yeah. There are, I need to rephrase that a little bit. It's more like, they're being influenced to make choices that are not in alignment with their own higher purpose. And so it's moving, influencing somebody to move away from their higher purpose or from their essence or from their divine will versus towards it. And so that can take a number of forms. Like the ego is, pretty popular for doing that.
Yeah, it's well known in that department.
And then there are certainly individuals and groups of individuals who exert their will upon, entire groups of people or the entire planet as a whole. So it certainly does exist. And you also brought up the question of fear and what is that? And fear definitely does exist. I consider it to be both an energy and an emotion. But I look at the, what I call the unacceptable emotions a little bit differently. And I actually use this when I work with my clients. It's really a huge healing tool for me. That every single human emotion is divine. And one of the awesome benefits of being in a human body is having the opportunity to explore the entire range of emotion. So and that fear is just one of those, and it's something to explore. And so once you realize that and begin working through the practice of embracing whatever emotion comes up and allowing yourself to acknowledge it and feel it and understand it and allow it to be and understand the gift it has to share with you, then things really start to shift. So that's something else that I use in my ascension work with my clients and myself. I use that one on myself a lot. Go ahead.
So you use the term ascension portal.
Yes.
And is that basically just helping people... I don't even know. So I'm going to just let you answer that.
So I find that there are many different types of beings. As in some of this, this beingness, sometimes they're just templates, throughout this entire creation, this entire void, this paradigm of dark and light and beyond. So, like, I consider an ascension portal, that's a template that I have in my energy field. Also, the gift of the empath, that's another template that I have in my energy field. So those are just two examples. So all these things are just templates. And so lots of other people are also empaths, and there are also other people who are ascension portals. And there are some things that are unique to me and many things that are not. Most are not. Most things we share. So an ascension portal... there are some other terms that I've come across. I'm going to use those first. So there are other terms that I've come across that other people have used just to help our audience and you to understand what this is. So other terms for Ascension Portal include Pillar of Light, Rainbow Bridge, another one that I found in a book called the Urantia book is Personalized Thought Adjuster. And
that's I like that one.
And there are other terms that I've run across from other ascension portals. They're trying to put a name on, you know, what they are and how they know what they know. And so we all come up with a little bit of a different thing. So this is a term that I coined, ascension portal. And so what an ascension portal is a fractalization, which is another really big word, of the mind of the creator of this multiverse. So there are multiple creator levels. And so at the multiverse level, so that includes all of the multiple universes of which we are aware. They're all in this multiverse. And there are also multiple multiverses. But we won't go there today.
So can I stop you right there? So in this multiverse, is that all contained within the sphere of the dark and the light? Or now are we bigger than that? Now are we looking at other spheres? Or is all that multiverse contained in each one of those, in that black or the dark and light spheres?
The multiverse is contained within that vesica piscis area where the dark and light.
Oh, man, you are blowing my mind right now.
Okay. Yay. So that's what ascension portals are. And here's what they do. They are here at this time to reset the original light codes of this multiverse on this planet Earth. And the ascension portals download and emit these codes continually from the moment they come into form, whether they're aware of it or not. So not all of us are even awake. And these codes realign everything, absolutely everything, returning everything that is on this planet to a vibration in alignment with the original intent of this multiverse. So that's what this ascension process is all about that we keep hearing about. That's what it is.
And so how did we get off those codes? Just through our thought, our consciousness?
Free will.
Oh, man. So is that all of why we're here at this time? Do you think that this is an important time, or do you think that this is going to continue for, you know, tens of thousands more centuries?
Are you talking about the ascension process?
Well, the realignment of these light codes.
The reset button has already been pressed. So everything has already been reset. And so then, you know, I was asking, okay, well, what the heck am I still doing here then? Shouldn't I move on? And so the answer to that question was that now the ascension portals are continuing to download increasingly refined vibrations of the light codes. And we're anchoring them all the way into the core of the planet. So that's, you know, just yet another multi-dimension to this whole ascension process that so many people are discussing and interested in.
So we only have a couple minutes left. Tell us a little bit about the work you do with clients and how people can connect with you.
Well, people can connect with me through my website, which is just my name, lisamartinnamey.com. I just finished up a retreat and considering doing some more, but I haven't made any final decisions on that yet. So mostly right now I'm working with people one-on-one. So I offer personal healing sessions. They're both healings and readings combined. And, so I use, the information that I receive is, this type of information that we're talking about, as well as information particular to the person that I'm working with, which I might receive empathically or, through one of the clairs, clairvoyantly, clairaudiently, clairsentiently. So that's seeing, hearing, feeling. There's also claircognizance, knowing. I might receive the information that way that gets just downloaded into my crown chakra. So just use all of that information to help my clients. Really, my main goal is assisting you in your ascension. So I'm helping you to shift your awareness, your consciousness, Open your mind, remove blocks, dissolve belief systems, heal unresolved traumas, things of that nature. So you can find more details about that on my website. I also offer something called a DNA activation. And so, again, this is just another aspect of the ascension process that initiates your etheric DNA. And it's for the purpose of assisting you in moving into alignment and eventually merging with the essence of you. And so this is, it's the journey to self-remembrance, remembering all that you are and who and what you are.
And you don't have to do this in person. You can do this via Skype or
correct
across the world.
Yes. And I also, yes, I can do telephone, Skype, some other format or in person. And I also have an upcoming class. I just held it in person here in Boise, Idaho, and now I'm offering an online version, and it's called an Empath Development Class. And so you can find the details of that on the website and sign up there. But what I'll be doing is assisting you in increasing your ability as an empath and helping you to learn how to read people better, using your own empathic gifts, learn how to do remote readings. You're going to build confidence in your abilities as well.
Well, that is our music. I want to thank you so much for being on the program today. It was awesome. And like I said, you blew my mind. Coming up next week, we have Brennan Murphy, and we're going to be talking, continuing our mind expansion as we talk about the true nature of reality. Again, enter my contest, Twitter, hashtag Entanglement Radio, or find me on Facebook and on Twitter and just say, hey, I'm a listener. And I'll be naming the winner on the first show of every month, and you'll win an intuitive consult with me. And coming up next on the Om Times Radio Network, we have Claire Johnson and Equilarium FM. You can hear me every Wednesday at noon at 12 p.m. Eastern right here on the Om Times Radio Network. This is Angela Levesque wishing you love and light. I'll see you next